Welcome to Today on Broadway for Monday, December 5th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway Stars James Marino.
James, we are recording a little late for two reasons. One, because Dear Evan Hansen opened on Sunday night, so we wanted to get all of those reviews in. But you also just got back from seeing the opening night of the Paper Mill Playhouse production of The Bodyguard. I think it's actually like a national tour that's starting at Paper Mill. I'm not sure how that, you know, accreditation works. But you saw The Bodyguard musical starring Deborah Cox, which is based on the Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner film of the same name. And I've got to be honest, I was expecting this to kind of be a little bit of a schlocky train wreck. You tell me it's not.
I was expecting it to be kind of a, you know, train wreck as well. And I loved it. I thought it was great. I think, you know, if they market this correctly, I think it'll sell as many tickets as Hamilton.
I when you told me that, I was sure that you were being sarcastic, but you are not being sarcastic.
I am not being sarcastic. I texted you from the theater. And I could understand how sometimes through text, you know, my default mode is sarcasm, but not in this case. I really didn't expect it to be very good, and I'm blown away. I loved it. You know, there's certainly it's not
artistically on Hamilton's level.
No. It's not artistically on Hamilton's level, but I think from a commercial standpoint, they have a Mamma Mia sized home run here.
Wow. Okay. All right. I assume that Peter and Michael are also going to see this, or at least one of them. I'm sure you'll have
Peter and Michael were there tonight.
Oh, okay. So I'm sure you guys will have full reviews on this week on Broadway on Sunday.
Yes, we'll talk about it on Sunday.
Wow. I am flabbergasted.
All right. So first up, I don't know what the deal is, so fill me in. What are the reviews like with Dear Evan Hansen as it opened on Broadway on Sunday evening?
Yeah, well, I feel like everybody who's listening to us knows what Dear Evan Hansen is, but I want to give you the real quick rundown.
Sure.
It's the new musical with a book by Stephen Levinson and a score by Bench Pasek and Justin Paul and directed by Michael Greif. It opened last night on Broadway at the Music Box Theater and stars Ben Platt as an awkward high school student who finds popularity through an unusual and somewhat tragic misunderstanding. James, since it has already played off Broadway and in Washington, D.C., we've long anticipated that this show would be a contender for every major award that it's eligible for. But I've got to be honest, I'm still a little bit surprised at how good the reviews actually are. The New York Times' Charles Isherwood, I guess Brantley's on vacation for the past week or something, he wrote, "What's more, this gorgeous heartbreaker of a musical, which opened at the Music Box Theater on Sunday, has grown in emotional potency during its journey to the big leagues after first being produced in Washington and off-Broadway. Rarely, scratch that, never have I heard so many stifled sobs and sniffles in the theater." He continued, "As the title character in Dear Evan Hansen, a lonely teenager who inadvertently becomes a social media sensation and a symbol of the kindness that is often cruelly absent in high school hallways, the marvelous young actor Ben Platt is giving a performance that's not likely to be bettered on Broadway this season." That's pretty strong, but it's not the only rave by any stretch. One of my favorites, Adam Feldman of Time Out in New York, said, "What does it look like when a star is born? In the case of Ben Platt, the astonishing young actor who plays the title role in Dear Evan Hansen, it's a bit like an actual birth. Beautiful, but strange and wet, tinged with confusion and danger. Platt's performance extends that to his whole body. When he sings, his face often gleams with sweat. Yet the effect is not off-putting. Evan is immensely lovable, even when he makes terrible mistakes. He speaks in rushes and of instant regret, as though frantically digging a hole to bury himself in, and his intense awkwardness is filtered through first-rate comic timing, high-wire dramatic acting, and a gorgeously expressive tenor voice." He ends his review saying, he has to be seen to be believed. Dear Evan Hansen must be seen to be believed." While I could keep going on quoting and reading you reviews, I want to finish off with this one from Linda Weiner of Newsday. She opens up her article by saying that she had very specific issues with the off-Broadway run of the show, and I'm not going to spoil those just in case you don't know the show very well. But after she laid those out briefly, she wrote, "And I've decided to ignore that. The show is superb. original, sensitive, provocative, endearing, about so many other knowing and loving things that it's even possible to overlook the unearned happy ending. And that's the last negative you'll read here about this important and seriously delightful addition to the 21st century musical. So, James, even for the critics that had slight reservations, this is obviously a breakthrough, monumental, major career-defining hit for both the creative team and the actors involved.
I'm very excited since we saw it at Second Stage a few months back, and I'm seeing it again this week, and congratulations to everybody over there.
Yeah, it sounds like this is going to be one. I don't know if it'll have the commercial run of, say, The Bodyguard, but I have a feeling come June, this one is going to pull in a lot of awards.
All right, next up, Josh Groban extends his Great Comet run.
Yeah, yesterday in a tweet, ironically enough, Josh Groban announced that he would be extending his Broadway debut run in Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812 through July 2nd. And of course, this announcement is perfectly timed to the release of a new block of tickets. According to Telecharge, there appear to be a handful of dates that Groban will be out of the show with pre-existing commitments. But I'm not exactly sure when his run was originally extended to end. But for another 6-7 months, it's actually not as many dates as you would expect for somebody as in demand as Groban. James, this should be a huge boost for this show. It was never guaranteed to be a hit for Broadway, despite its off-Broadway successes. But based on the strong reviews it got and the early impressive grosses, with Groban extending into the beginning of the summer past the Tony Awards, this could go a long way to making this show a financial success, even though it's already been probably an artistic success already.
Absolutely. I hope that the producers got one of those insurance policies for Josh Groban in case he gets pregnant.
I knew as soon as you said insurance policy, I knew where you were going, and I was very uncomfortable with it anyway.
Excellent. What's up in the show and casting news?
Well, we got some fun stuff over the past few days. Still basking in the incredible success of the first production of their season, the Sutton Foster-led revival of Sweet Charity, on Friday, the new group announced a few big-name stars for their 2016-2017 season. First, in the third show of their season, which had already been announced, film and TV star Abigail Breslin will be joining the world premiere of writer and director Erica Schmidt's new play, All the Fine Boys, opposite Isabel Furman, Joe Tippett, and Alex Wolff. The show will begin previews on February 14th of 2017. Later in the spring, two-time Tony winner Norbert Leo Butz joins the previously announced Dasha Mamet and Maura Tierney in the world premiere of Hamish Linklater's The World Gig. I got to count my eyes in this one, James. The Whirly Gig, sorry.
Yes.
It's a hard one to say there. The Whirly Gig, directed by Scott Elliott, with additional casting to be announced. Previews for The Whirly Gig begin May 2nd of 2017. Sorry, Hamish. It's late. I'm not seeing very well. Also on Friday, I love Hamish Linklater, though. He's great. Also on Friday, What's on Stage reported that Kristen Chenoweth is close to returning to the London stage in a musical adaptation of the 1991 film comedy Soap Dish, which stars Sally Field, Robert Downey Jr., Whoopi Goldberg, and others, which is kind of the backstage tale of a fictional soap opera. The musical is from the Mary Poppins team of George Stiles and Anthony Drew and would open in the new Andrew Lloyd Webber-owned theater, The Other Palace. Chenoweth and fellow Tony winner Jane Krakowski starred in a 2012 reading of the show. No word on if Krakowski is going to show up in this London production potentially, but I have a feeling with Chenoweth involved, it's going to be a pretty big hit over there as well. Also on Friday, we learned that there's been a shakeup over at Second Stage. Earlier this fall, we told you about the company's off-Broadway revival of the Tracy Letts play Man from Nebraska, which will star Tony winner Reed Birney. Then a month or so later, maybe in October, we told you that stage and screen star Jay Smith Cameron would also co-star in the show. Well, unfortunately, that brilliant actress who is one of the stars of the best show on TV, Rectify, has had to withdraw from the production due to scheduling conflicts. However, the silver lining is that multiple award-winning actress and Oscar-nominated composer Annette O'Toole will be replacing her in the role of Nancy Carpenter. The show will begin previews on Thursday, January 26th of 2017 at the Tony Kaiser Theater. And finally in this section, James, You and I have long marveled at the weird and surprising success of the incredibly mysterious off-Broadway show White Rabbit, Red Rabbit. Recently, the show's producers announced that the show had recouped its investment, playing just one night a week. That's a pretty impressive accomplishment. Well, after originally opening on March 7th of this year, the production will officially close on December 19th with a special yet unannounced performer. As you know, for every performance, a new actor comes in to do this one-person show, having never seen the script and getting no direction. Keeping with the 9 months of mystery, the press release said, quote, "The final show on December 19th will be performed by an actor soon to be announced, or perhaps not." I don't know, James. I think if they want to keep this tradition, I think they shouldn't announce who it is. No matter how big the star is, don't tell anybody who it is. And then when it shows up, it's like Obama or something is doing White Rabbit, Red Rabbit.
Well, I was thinking January 21st.
Well, he's a lame duck. I mean, he's just, you know, shutting down pipelines and stuff. He can phone that in from a dark SUV. You know, he's got time. It's not like he has to do any prep work or rehearsals. You just walk in and read the script.
Oh, you know what? Totally tangential to this. At the Bodyguard tonight, there was Secret Service there, and we couldn't figure out why there was Secret Service there.
Well, I mean, isn't the main male character a former Secret Service agent? Maybe they were just, you know, there to support their fictional brethren, or maybe they weren't actual real Secret Service.
Ah, they look very serious. They look very serious. Yeah. All right. What's up in the theatrical schedule?
Well, despite kind of getting close to the holidays, we've got quite a few openings this week and some pretty interesting ones as well. I'm just going to run through them really quickly because we've pretty much talked about all of these shows before. We will have links to all of their official show pages in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com if you need more information. First, on Monday, Lincoln Center Theater's The Babylon Line opens at the Mitzi Newhouse Theater, starring Josh Radnor, Randy Graff, Julia Halston, Elizabeth Reeser, and more. Then on Tuesday, Rancho Vejo, starring Mar Winningham, opens at Playwrights Horizons. Then on Thursday, The Band's Visit, starring Tony Shalhoub and John Siriani, opens at the Atlantic Theater Company's Linda Gross Theater. Also on Thursday, The Dead 1904 opens at the Irish Rep, starring Kate Burton and Boyd Gaines. Then on Sunday, the final Broadway opening of this fall season will be In Transit when that opens at the Circle in the Square Theater. Broadway's first a cappella musical stars Justin Guarini, Telly Leung, Aaron Mackey, Margot Seibert, James Snyder, Arvinder Robinson, Aurelia Williams, and more. Obviously, we will have all of the reviews for that show on next Monday's episode of Today on Broadway. But as we've talked about before, the show's not doing so hot at the box office, so hopefully some strong reviews and some good word of mouth help that show pick up when it comes to the bottom line.
Okay, next up, we mentioned this on This Week on Broadway, but you can tell us more about this. Jennifer Ashley Tepper, our friend, is going to produce a concert of lost Jonathan Larson songs.
That's awesome. I haven't, I've been busy on Sunday, so I haven't had a chance to listen to This Week on Broadway, so I'm glad you talked about it. But this is really exciting. On Friday, Page Six reported that, as you said, our friend Jennifer Ashley Tepper will be producing a concert entitled Lost and Unheard Jonathan Larson Works at 54 Below. In addition to being the director of programming at Fine Science 54 Below, Jen is obviously a well-known and beloved, renowned author and theater historian. So as far as I'm concerned, James, there really is nobody better to do a concert like this than her. She's the perfect age to be in that Rent demographic. Tepper says that the show will feature songs cut from Rent and Tick, Tick, Boom, which in and of itself isn't a show. It was originally kind of like a one-person solo concert that Larson did that was later adapted into a three-person off-Broadway musical. Tepper also hopes to include songs from several of Larson's unproduced musicals, including Superbia, which, as fans of Tick, Tick, Boom, and obviously there's a lot of people in New York who are seeing this show off-Broadway currently. That is the name of a show that the central character in Tick, Tick, Boom, who is more or less the Jonathan Larson avatar in the show, is actually working on. So that's actually a full score. Come to Your Senses, I think, is the song in Tick, Tick, Boom that is from Superbia. But there's a full score that Jen hopes to be able to bring to the 54 Below stage. She anticipates finalizing a set list and a performer lineup in the next month or two. When we know more, we will let you know. But James, I have a feeling that this is going to be one of the cabaret events of the season when ever Jen gets around to making it happen, because with her kind of pool and Feinstein 54 Below's pool, I have a feeling there will be some big names that want to be a part of this, want to be a part of this event. Because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, and I've talked about it before, Jonathan Larson is one of the most important songwriters, ever, because he kind of changed the way that really successful Broadway musicals sounded. And it's unbelievable that we only got two shows, if you count Tick, Tick, Boom, even though it never really came the way he wrote it. And so I think that there'll be a lot of performers who want to perform some of these songs that people haven't heard before.
I think that, you know, today's Broadway stars came of age in the in Rent. It was their either, you know, a show that inspired them, or they were actually in it. You know,
they were all in it, James. Everybody on Broadway that's over the age of 30 was in Rent at one point, either on the road or on Broadway. You go through those playbills, everybody
it's the Law and Order. It's the Law and Order of Broadway. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited about this. And as more details come to light, we're going to have to harangue Jennifer Ashley Tepper to come back on Broadway Radio and talk to us about it. So absolutely. That should be exciting. All right. Why don't you get us out of here?
All right. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. And you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt. And subscribe to Something Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
And my name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Yes, it is Monday. Welcome back to the week, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.